This is Akashvani. The news read by Nina Matthew. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that there is no greater rule than democracy for building an inclusive society. Addressing the special session of the National Assembly of Guyana's Parliament, he stated that the strongest mantra for the world to move forward is democracy first, humanity first. He added, democracy is in our DNA, in our vision and in our conduct. Prime Minister Modi also highlighted India's role as a first responder during crisis worldwide, stressing that India has never pursued an expansionist mindset. Mr. Modi noted, today India stands in favor of global development and peace in every way. With this spirit, he continued, India has also become the voice of the global south. He further stated that the current global context is not a time for conflict, but for identifying and eliminating the conditions that led to it. Ministry of External Affairs has said that after 56 years, an Indian Prime Minister has visited Guyana. Therefore, the visit holds great significance. Briefing the media in Georgetown, Secretary East in the Ministry, Jaideep Mazumdar, highlighted the growing importance of India-Guyana relations over the past year and a half, marked by several high-level meetings. He noted that Prime Minister Modi's current visit sets the stage for a broader and deeper relation between the two countries. During their discussions, Prime Minister Modi and Guyanese President Dr. Irfan Ali covered the full range of India-Guyana relations. 10 agreements were signed, addressing areas such as hydrocarbons, energy, health and pharmaceuticals, agriculture, digital cooperation, culture and defense, and security studies. President Draupadi Murmu will be formally inaugurate the 4th Lok Manthan at Shilparamam in Hyderabad this morning. The International Cultural Festival is being held for the first time in southern states of the country. Organized by Pragjana Vahini, the Lok Manthan is expected to witness participation of artists, cultural representatives and intellectuals from about a dozen countries. About 100 cultural events and an exhibition are also being held, highlighting the culture, traditions, heritage and skills of different communities from different countries. Yesterday, President Murmu graced the Koti Deepotsavam lighting 1 crore lights event in Hyderabad. Addressing a large gathering at the function, she urged citizens to work towards holistic development and cultural preservation. President expressed her delight in participating in the event celebrated for its deep roots in Telugu art, culture and heritage. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal has said that it is our duty to make clean family entertainment reach all sections of society. Addressing the media after the launch of national broadcaster Prasar Bharati's OTT platform Waves, Mr. Sehgal informed that the platform will feature all the archival material of Doordarshan programs that people have grown up watching. He said that regional cultural programs focusing on the history and rich culture heritage of the country have also been brought to the platform. National Investigation Agency, NIA, has conducted searches across 5 districts of Jammu and Kashmir in connection with a case involving terror infiltration and recent attacks on security forces and civilians. The searches were conducted at 8 locations in Riyasi, Udhampur, Doda, Ramban and Kishtwar districts yesterday. According to NIA, the searches led to seizure of various materials showing linkages between terrorists of banned outfits with overground workers and hybrid terrorists whose premises were searched. In Pakistan, death toll has risen to 45 with 20 others injured after gunmen opened fire on passenger vehicles in the Khurram district of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province yesterday. In badminton, India star shuttler Lakshya Sen will take on Denmark's Anders Antonsen in the men's single quarterfinal at the China Masters 2024. And that is the end of the news bulletin.